Good morning and welcome to the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick. That was Connor Kennedy. And joining us in the studio is our friend and neighbor, Connor Kennedy. Hi, Connor.
Hey, Rick.
It's great to have you in.
Great to be here.
It's always a pleasure. Now, I'm going to take you in the Wayback Machine. That song that we just heard was written when?
Jeez. I don't know. I was like 16 or something.
16?
Yeah.
So. You were 16 years old the first time you came here on the Up and Running Morning Show.
I think so.
And in the immortal words of Robert Hunter, Mama, Mama, many worlds I've come since I first left home. And you've done a whole lot with your career up until now. And tomorrow night, you're going to be playing at the Falcon in Marlboro. You got a cool gig coming up with the Honky Tonk Band. You've been doing this week after week for a while. Took a little break and then brought it back at the VFW Hall in Kingston.
Yeah, we've been doing it. It was supposed to be a month, and we've been we're coming up on 2 years next month, which is...
It's kind of amazing. Tell the folks who's been playing as a core band.
The core band were called the New Original Locals, and that's my typical like crew of people: Brandon Morrison, Will Bryant, Lee Falco on drums. Sorry, I didn't say those guys. They're not all three playing drums, but and then Cindy Cashdollar on steel guitar, and we're often graced with the presence of Mr. John Sebastian on guitar and singing some of his tunes, which is amazing. And yeah, it's just become this real...
Will he break out like Lovin' Spoonful tunes?
Yeah, we have done Spoonful songs, and you know,
cool.
He also has a, you know, knows a lot of old
country
tunes.
Yeah, repertoire's worth of musical knowledge.
Yeah, it's been a really special thing that we've all... it accidentally happened to be a great thing.
Yeah. Well, anyone I know who's either played with you or has been there has glowed when it's the next day.
Yeah. It's, I mean, for us too, it's like, you know, we've all done lots of different things musically. And this is the first thing that at least me and my guys, who have been playing together for, you know, 15 years in the area, this is the first time we've played for dancers. So dancing is really almost more important than what we're doing musically. And the first night we did it, people were just sitting in folding chairs. And I said, no, this is not this kind of place. You guys need to start dancing. And a couple weeks in, and we had, you know, a few hundred people dancing. So it's pretty special.
Well, Cindy compliments the event and loves it and says it's such a cathartic thing, and that you yourself are bringing in such amazing songs, an incredible selection from back in the day to current, and it's a joyride for her.
Well, we couldn't do it without her, honestly, and she kind of puts the cherry of credibility on top of the whole thing, because she, you know, she's... who she is.
And yeah, incredibly talented and can play any song at any time and nail the melody and take it out and take it back to its head. And she's phenomenal. So she, I'm sure, adds a whole lot. You are an accomplished guitar player as the years have gone on. Your guitar playing is spectacular, Connor.
Oh, thanks, Rick.
And congratulations on keeping the perseverance. Because I know for a fact, from me watching you, you're not done. You keep learning. You keep trying new things. You keep trying to be innovative. And you keep studying other people and their guitar works. And you grow. And, well, keep up the good work.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Try.
So when it comes to picking out songs for the Honky Tonk Night, where do you go to?
I wanted that event to not be, you know, there are a lot of, I think I had a real hesitance to get involved with Americana music because people are so, people become really purists they get very puritanical
and very judgmental.
Very judgmental, puritanical about like what is honky tonk music, for instance, or folk music, or this and that. Yeah. So I wanted to make sure that our set list did not go in any one particular direction. So we play music. We play Tex-Mex music. You know, a lot of Texas Tornadoes and Doug Somm and Freddie Fender. We do George Jones and Tammy Wynette songs, and we do Bakersfield country, and we do, you know, folk tunes. It's
well, for yourself then, as an artist and as someone who grows musically, that must have been a lot of fun for you to dive into the music and choose songs that would make people move and are fun to play and challenging to you.
Truthfully, that the diving into that music happened before I had the idea to do the thing. And it just, you know, I was at a place with myself where that music all of a sudden fell on me and I got sucked in. And then I thought, you know, that this was maybe something we could do. Luckily for me, all of the people I play with are extremely versatile and talented musicians. So it was a quick adjustment to learning some of this stuff.
Well, that must be a pleasure then to play and enjoy that and to choose songs. And you don't play the same songs every time.
No, I think everyone would be very happy if I stopped choosing songs at this point. We have a songbook that's almost 200 songs big. And those guys are sort of like, you know.
Hey, you know this one?
Yeah, I send out a text with 5 new songs every week or something.
Well, you're holding a guitar. What do you feel like playing this morning? I don't know if you're going to play a honky-tonk song.
I'm not going to play a honky-tonk song. We're here, I guess, tomorrow. I'm going to play down with the Falcon playing my songs, which I don't get to do a lot by virtue of having to earn some money. So usually I, you know, I'm making money, and that's not with playing my own songs, but tomorrow at the Falcon, we're going to do some of that, and coincidentally, I did write a song about playing country music, and strangely, I didn't mean to do that, but it just did happen, so this is called Bakersfield.
This is Connor Kennedy, live on 98.1 KZE, Bakersfield.
Yeah, I'm friends with Buck and I'm friends with Don. Lately it seems they're always gone. Well, one night they let me pick a tune. I think I might have played too good. Surely you can swing, but have you done the jig? Dancing on the deck of an oil rig. Come with me out to the flats. I'll drive you there and bring you back.
Connor Kennedy, live, 98.1 KZE. How long ago did you write that one, Connor?
A couple years now.
Couple years?
Yeah.
Sitting on it?
Sitting on a lot.
That's cool. You got a lot of songs, you say? You sitting on?
Yeah, you know, there's, yeah.
So, in the recent past, you got to play with Phil Lesh. And have a entire gig playing with Phil.
Yeah, that was a special thing. I was just thinking about it this weekend with you know with it being his birthday weekend.
Yeah,
and the first time, you know, his recent passing, and we played a little mini set of Dead tunes over at the Ramble on Saturday in commemoration of him.
Oh, cool.
And yeah, it was really you know, certainly one of the highlights of my life as a humongous fan of that songbook and those musicians, that we got to do that ramble with Phil at Bethel two years ago. And I got to play with him on a couple other occasions too, including out at Terrapin with Amy Hellman. Mm. And one night he happened to be around the area and popped in at the barn when we did a couple of tunes with Tennessee Jed, I think, with him and Shakedown Street. Yeah. So it was nice to pass him by once in a while.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool stuff. And I got to introduce Phil at Levon's a couple of times and just amazing times. And, well, you also spent time out on the road with Steely Dan. And there's two albums that you're on. One with the Dan.
Yeah.
What's that one? Northeast Corridor,
yep.
I think it's called. And the other one is Nightfly Live.
Yeah.
How was that experience?
On the cover of the live record, I'm scratching my head, which is often how I feel like I probably was found in that situation. There's a lot of music, and you know, everybody else in that band has been doing it for 20 years. So for them to do the Asia on, you know, Asia record on Tuesday and Gaucho on Wednesday wasn't as, you know, something that fazed anybody. But for me, it was sort of like getting thrown into the deepest end of a big pool.
Wow. Okay, solo.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was really also an incredible thing. And, you know, I've known Donald since I was about 16 also. Mm. You know, it was a special time to get to be out there with that band and also with him. And
how did that come to an end?
I got fired.
Okay.
Because it dawned on everybody that I didn't really know how to play jazz. Which,
really?
Considering I used to wear a t-shirt that said bad at jazz, I tried to give everybody enough warning, but it just took, you know, about 6 years for it to sink in.
Well, that's unfortunate. Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's very fortunate.
Well, they didn't replace you.
Well, we're all replacements.
This is true. And we're all disappointments to somebody. Connor Kennedy live, 98.1 KZE. Don't miss Connor and the band. Who's playing with you tomorrow?
Brandon Morrison on bass, Will Bryant on keys, and Lee Falco on drums.
It's like the core band that you make great music with. Those three guys are super talented, and when you join the mix of them, the chemistry that you four have together is undeniably amazing. Well, you know where you're going to go. Each one of you while you play.
We don't know where we're going tomorrow because we haven't talked about it and we have no plans. So I think it's a great opportunity for anybody to come and see what happens along with us. But, you know, I also want to say, like, to anybody listening, if they haven't been to the Falcon, I know that KZE is a big supporter of what happens at the Falcon, but maybe it's in my aging or I don't know. I feel like growing up around the Falcon, I've taken it for granted in a lot of ways, and it's really an incredible thing that it exists in this area, and I'm shocked at how many people don't know about it.
It's true. They actually are a venue that supports living artists, and Tony Falco and his vision for this club is genuinely amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it is a club where nobody's getting rich behind a closed door. You know, it is purely a bringing art to the general public without any barriers. It is an open door policy. If you have $2 in your pocket and you want to go see some of the most world renowned musicians, you can walk through the door and have that experience. And it's really not lauded as much as it should be. So
it's true.
It's an honor to play there.
Yeah, they really do an amazing job with, you know, keeping people entertained and happy. And you can visit liveatthefalcon.com, get tickets, further information, see their incredible lineup of shows, and generally see what's going on at the Falcon, liveatthefalcon.com. And that's where you'll find more info about Connor Kennedy and his show tomorrow night. Connor, thanks for coming by. You got another tune on you?
I can if you want.
I'd love it. What do you got?
All right. I'll play a...
one of my favorite appearances from Connor Kennedy. You came in, and if you're about to do this, I apologize, but you played... You're like, I learned this one last night, Rick, and it's a Flaming Lips song. I'm going to play it. And it was my cosmic...
Oh, yeah. Autumn Rebellion.
Amazing.
I must have been 16.
I know. I think you were older then. I think you're
maybe
18 then.
I haven't played that song in a long time, but I love the Flaming Lips.
It's a great song.
The Flaming Lips.
You did it acoustic, which was great, and I enjoyed it.
Thanks. I think the Flaming Lips should be categorized as Americana.
They're not?
They're not. They're not. They're from Oklahoma, man. Huh. They're weirdos. No, I'll play another one of mine.
It's been a pleasure having you, and all the best tomorrow night at the Falcon, live at thefalcon.com for more. And here's Connor Kennedy. What tune are you playing?
This is called Lily If You Knew Me. Lily, I can't stay for long. There's a thing I've got to do. No, I can't take you along, and you and I are through. Well, don't ponder all the promises we never got to make, or my failures that you never got to feel. Never mind the love you'd likely give that I would take, or the way my hands would look upon your wheel. Lily, if you knew me, this would come as no surprise, as I myself can't tell the color of my own two eyes. Lily, I can't stay for long. Lily, when I met you and the smile of your lips, all that you was missing was a hand to pick you for a puzzle where I hold the missing piece. A set of paints and shades of black and white. Just know I really did find some comfort in your face, like an owl finds its path across the night. Lily, don't get shaken or take this the wrong way. There's just someone else that I have got to see. Lily, if you knew me. Lily, if you'll understand, I've got nothing for you now. You leave behind these cabin dreams and catch the next train south. You said you were from Texas and from Los Angeles, the two places that I really love the most. Though I didn't make you breakfast before showing you the door, I never said I made much of a host. Lily, you'll get everything, and I know that I'm not wrong. For now, you can tell your friends that he wrote you a song. Lily, I wrote you a song. Lily, I can't stay for long.
Connor Kennedy live, 98.1 KZE. Connor, thanks a lot for stopping by. It's always a pleasure. Can't wait till the next time you come by and knock them dead tomorrow night at the Falcon. Give my love to Lee, Will, and Brandon, and everyone else you run into, Mom, Dad, Aiden, the whole gang.
Thanks, Rick.
You're welcome. And, yeah, anything you want to say to the folks?
No.
Okay. It's the up and running morning show.
Doing that.
It's the up and running morning show on 98.1 KZE. Connor Kennedy tomorrow night, Falcon in Marlboro.